So, guys, welcome to a special episode of Christchurch Media's podcast platform, Facebook Live platform, whatever it is.
Sure.
Our method of reaching the masses. How many masses do we have in right now? Four.
That's well, you know, we've been just making the audio podcast because we get a substantial number of downloads there.
That's right. That's
the
very
Facebook
true.
The algorithm is not.
It's not our friend. I wonder why.
Well, probably because everyone is at work.
Oh, also that. Well, it is lunch break, technically.
Yeah, so.
It's lunchtime. Maybe we'll catch a few lunchtime viewers. That'd be a fun moment to have.
Yes, join us while you eat your packed sandwiches to discuss the alternative to dating.
Ooh.
The Christian alternative to dating.
I like it. I like it. We're going to be able to get that conversation going here in just a little bit. Before we do that, though, what about you, Pastor Brandon?
Well,
you
I would like to say my beard is exceptionally gray right now. You don't always look at yourself.
It's the white lights. It's the white lights that are coming in for you. It's
an elderly man the other day let me go in front of him in line. He said, "You go on ahead. You're older than me."
What?
I was like, "No, I don't. I think you probably got a decade on
That's
me.
Not real. Did that actually happen?
Yeah, it happened to me. In Lautel, at the Lautel fast food.
Oh, my gosh. Well done. I'm sorry that that happened and very glad at the same time.
Wow.
That's great. That's great. What about, I don't know, we're going to talk about dating.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been on a lot of dates over your life?
Awkward question. I was never a big dater.
You weren't into the big dating scene so much.
No.
So if I ask you what was the best date you ever went on?
I'll tell you one little story that I have. If my microphone could have. There was one date I went on. I was a waiter for about 2 weeks. The owner kept placing me right beside the bathroom, so
I didn't get like that was where your tables were. That's hilarious.
But there was a young lady there that I met, and I thought, you know, I didn't know her from Adam. All the other, you know, folks that I was interested in marrying, I knew as friends from college or whatever.
Yeah,
I didn't know this person at all, and so I decided to go the dating route.
Okay.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
It was awful.
She showed up. I forget how it happened, but somehow we ended up going in her car, and she showed up, or I showed up at her, I can't remember, but she had a red Camaro.
That was her car?
Mm-hmm, a red Camaro.
So you were excited about that, at least.
No, it was like, it would be cool maybe if I had the red Camaro.
Oh.
It wouldn't cool. I don't know. It was like an 85 Camaro. It wasn't flashy.
Yeah, it was the body style. They had the circle lights in the front. I remember that body style. That's a nice year.
Yeah, it was kind of it's a manly car. It's a dude car.
Yeah.
You know?
And you picked up your date in her car. That was better than yours.
I don't remember well enough, but I just remember we rode around in this red Camaro and it was so awkward. And I was so broke that I decided like kind of right out of the gate. Oh no, I forgot to say this. When she picked me up, she rolled in, or somehow she was listening to gangster rap. And
oh, okay, okay.
So I get in this this red Camaro from the 80s.
Okay.
And it was probably bumping Dr. Dre or Snoop Dogg or some sort of like hardcore. It probably was worse than that. Looking back on it, it's probably NWA or you know.
Oh, nice.
If I got the initials right there. Some hard rap. And I just remember just kind of being a little.
You're a little off put.
So right out of the gate, I decided this isn't going anywhere.
This isn't working.
I do not want. I had a tight budget.
Okay.
So I was like, let's hang a right. We're gonna go on over to Wendy's.
Oh, my God. So you're telling her where to drive you so that you can pay for her dinner.
I don't remember well enough. I just remember having the thought, this is going nowhere, and I'm not spending a bunch of money.
I'm wrapping this up.
I remember eating French fries, and it didn't last long. It was like, that was a horrible experience.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's one of my dating experiences.
Congratulations. It sounds like you had had an exciting one there.
Yeah.
Exciting one. Dude, what about, you still go on dates now? You're married.
Mm-hmm.
You're married. You've been married for how long? For
my wife, 20-something years. 20 years. 21 years.
21. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You still go on dates with your wife?
Yeah, we go on dates all the time.
All the time.
Probably too often.
To Wendy's?
No, not the Wendy's. Not the Wendy's. But, you know, now that my kids are grown up a little bit, they can watch themselves. So we get to go somewhere anytime we want. You know, anytime we want.
Cannot wait for that day in my house.
I remember having to line up the babysitter, and any kind of date you wanted to go on cost, you know, twice as much because you have to pay the babysitter.
Because you had to have a babysitter. That's right. That's exactly right. It was such a pain. It was such a pain. Oh,
terrible.
Man.
How about you guys?
Oh, yeah.
We go on dates. Rachel, you dated before you were married?
Yeah. So we're going to be married 15 years this month, actually. This month, we're going to cross the 15-year mark. We go to dates all the time. We kind of like to be together. Mm-hmm. And so we'll go to, you know, different dinner spots. Food is kind of our thing. We'll go out to eat somewhere.
Yeah.
Other people do other things. They like go do things. Mm-hmm. For us, it's more of like a dinner place. So we like, there's a couple of restaurants that are close by that are nice. Mm-hmm. Go down to Lafayette occasionally, but not really. Most of the time we're staying in the parish, staying in St. Landry. But it's a nice time.
What's the favorite restaurant that you like to go to?
See, right now I don't know.
Steamboat?
We like the Steamboat a lot. Steamboat's good. Went a few times lately and was not as good as I remember it being before, but let's blame COVID. Why not?
You kind of have to have the thing that you get when you go there.
Yeah.
Like one or two things on the menu that you really like. That's kind of true of all
the restaurants around here. I'll text the chef because he made the mistake of giving me his number. And so I'll text him every now and then and be like, hey, man, what should I get if we go?
Yeah, sure.
And when he tells me, it's always good. It's always good. But whenever I decide to venture out on my own, and make my own decisions.
Oh, I don't venture out.
It doesn't go as well. So
look, let me ask you, you know, as our audience comes flooding in here in their lunch break, if you and I both went on dates, and Emily and I don't remember us really dating.
Pre-marriage. You were just like, I like.
We were neighbors.
Marry me.
We were neighbors. So, okay. Like, you know, we hung out together.
Yeah.
But I don't remember any formal, like, we're, you know, tonight's a date night. I don't remember anything formal like that was. But if you and I, you know, if everything worked out and we, quote, dated before we were married.
Well, not you and I.
Yeah.
But with your spouse.
Sure.
This is not that kind of.
You know, why do we need an alternative, you know? Everybody listening to us, they probably, if they're married, they probably dated. Well, why not just let their kids date too, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't die.
We're fine.
You know, we survived.
We made it through.
Why do we need an alternative to dating?
Mm.
You know, the world finds a way to get married through dating. Why not just go along with that program?
We should probably say, when we say date, what do we mean?
Oh, sure.
That
I think
be
so.
Important.
Yeah. It depends on what we mean by dating as well. Mm-hmm. That's part of our problem with this whole discussion is that we don't have clearly defined terms.
Right.
And Christians have no alternative.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let me tell you this. So whenever my wife and I first met, she made the statement to me that actually blew my mind. So I had been saved for like a whopping year whenever I met my wife, if that. And I was like, hey, I like you. And I think you're pretty. Would you like to go on a date with me? Because I didn't have any categories for anything. My parents weren't Christians. You know,
yeah, you didn't.
Doing
no,
this
no pastor.
Completely
no
anything. Nothing new. And she was like, I don't date. And I was like, I don't know.
Ah.
I don't know what that means. I don't have categories.
Your mind was blown.
That's exactly what it was. And I was like, what do you mean you don't date? And she said, I don't date. I court.
Mm.
So in the early 2000s, late 90s, there was this courting thing that was.
So that was sort of the label that you put onto an alternative.
That's right. That's right. And it was different in some sense, but not completely different.
Well, and it's good for y'all that at least one of you had a pastor.
Had a clue.
had Christian parents that showed them a better way.
They were like, hey, don't do this thing. This is bad.
Yeah, right. And, you know, courting is another word for another process.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't love the word courting because courting was historically another process.
Mm-hmm.
And there's pros and cons to it.
Right.
There's a good and a bad. And what we're not trying to do is take some remnant from the past and shove it into today's world.
So what are we doing right
now?
What
we're trying to do is get principles.
Ooh, I like
it. And take those principles from the Bible and lay out those particular principles so that Christians who are single can get married and stay chaste stay faithful to God, glorify God in that time period. It can be a great time period, a fun time period as you go from single to married.
Yeah.
It can be an adventure as you wait on the Lord, as you hope in the Lord. And it can be fun. It doesn't have to be heartbreaking and miserable. Mm-hmm. But we got to follow God's principles throughout all of it.
Amen.
So I'm not going to even offer a word. Dating, courting, dorting.
Dorting. That's dorting. Right. I've heard of dorting before.
Yeah. So what we're going to call this is a season of exploration and discovery and discussion. You see, I'm not using just one word.
Okay. Okay.
When you are single, what we are offering as an alternative to dating is we're just pulling up principles here. We're not trying to make take the letter of the law and shove everybody into it.
Right.
You know, this is generally speaking.
Generally speaking.
When you are a single Christian, you would enter into a time period of discovery, discussion, to determine whether or not the two of you are compatible for marriage.
Whether it would even work or not. Yeah. I like it.
So dating, though, is an event between a man and a woman. When you go on a date, is there commitment?
No.
Just for that date.
Yeah.
Like when you ask someone on a date, they say, sure. And then until maybe you say goodbye that night, there's sort of like a contract, so to speak.
Are we splitting the check? Are you paying for it?
Yeah, there's certain terms and conditions to this short-term covenant.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not long term.
There's no commitment. Yeah. No. Okay. Mm-mm. I see that.
There's no commitment. Is there any supervision in a date?
Now, why on earth would a grown adult require supervision?
Right. Well, for all the reasons the Bible says.
There is no supervision on a date.
What if there is supervision?
Well, that's weird.
Accountability. Weird.
Like people just sit with us at the restaurant?
Yeah, or maybe we, you know, I would say that on a date, it is expected that there be no supervision.
Agreed.
The two young adults, 20 years old, 21 years old, are to completely govern themselves. No accountability to family, church, or state. They are to be left alone, responsible only to themselves. And there's even, I would say, an expectation of a sort of a romantic environment in a date. It doesn't have to be.
Soft candles.
Maybe.
A little violin in the background.
Or maybe it's just sort of like fun. It's lighthearted. It's, you know.
You walk outside and there's twinkle lights everywhere. The moon is setting, waning in the distance.
Yeah, I think if I'm working with my date.
Okay.
We're going with an event that is scheduled with a short-term commitment to complete that event. It is unsupervised and there's a level of romance expected. It needs to be intimate. Right. So that's the definition I'm working on as far as a date. If you're talking about going out with friends to eat ice cream at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and that's not what I'm talking about. Please do that. Everyone should do that. Okay? What I'm talking about is this romantic event of intimacy and no supervision. It's private. It's temporary. There's a temporary covenant involved. And then if it goes well,
right,
which almost always means if the emotions are kindled, if the romance is kindled,
if you
then
want
you would
to
schedule another one so that you enter into a period called dating where you have a short-term commitment of entering into these series of events of romantic excursions.
But it could still end. At any given
time. At any given time. Now, of course, because you haven't entered into this according to God's law, you don't get out of it according to God's law. You get out of it when the romance just isn't there. There's no chemistry. It's not like you get out of this when you discover the person is incompatible for marriage because they have a different worldview than you.
Right, right. I mean,
those things may never even come up.
Right.
You get out of it when there's no chemistry. So that's the definition we're
working with
dating. If anybody listening is like, that's not what dating is, well, then we're having a different discussion.
Right.
So we have to define our terms.
Yeah. I like it.
Nobody has any problem that you go on roller skating with a group of friends and there happens to be a guy or girl there that you are attracted to or interested in perhaps marrying one day. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more of what we're talking about.
Ooh. Okay. I like it.
So what are we talking about? A season of discussion, exploration. Trying to determine whether or not you are compatible. It involves lots of talking, lots of praying. A good wife comes from the Lord, so you'd want to pray.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
There's going to be accountability to to friends, to family, to church, to state. There's going to be supervision. Mm. It's going to be a season of time that you enter into intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
And you...
And mom and dad are involved.
Mom and dad are involved. Dad is involved. I mean, when you get married, they're going to say, who gives away this bride?
Right.
To be married. And the father's going to say, well, I wanted to, but they got out in front of me. Fell in love with each other, got emotionally attached, and have been engaged in sexual activities for a year now. So I guess I'm the guy.
I guess I did.
I guess I did.
Are we signing off on this?
I guess something we have like no choice. No. He wants to say, I do. I have been accountable. I've been involved in this whole process, and I affirm as a witness to this covenant, they are compatible.
Right.
And I do give her away, and everyone else in the room is a witness to the compatibility. There's no disagreement. We believe these two are compatible for entering into a marriage covenant.
Right.
A time period of discussion and exploration has been entered into so that we can agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now... A season of discussion, there may be romantic feelings that are kindled along the way.
Right.
If everything's working out well, that will happen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what we're not doing is setting up a series of events which are intentionally designed to kindle romance
right.
before the proper time.
Right. Right.
What we're not doing is making occasion for the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says make no occasion for the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So this season of discussion and exploration is not romantic intentionally.
You don't come over with the low lights.
No.
We're going to watch a scary movie.
Because this may come to an end when you discover that they're not compatible. And then you might enter into the same period of discussion and exploration with another person.
You don't want to have already given some of yourself away to someone else.
No, you don't want to look around your local church and be like and have a body count. You know?
I was going to say it if you didn't.
Now, anybody else who wants to perhaps marry someone else in the church, you've already run through them all.
Right.
No, goodness sakes. No, this is a – and in fact, anybody who's engaged in this, the pastor should church discipline them. You know, we certainly would rebuke in church discipline anyone who is engaged in worldly dating where they were having sexual intimacy or foreplay with people that they weren't married to.
Right.
No. We don't engage in any form of foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cultivation of physical intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If things are going well, there will be social intimacy, relational intimacy, emotional intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
But you're growing in grace by not getting in the back seat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
When you get into a back seat, you are declining in grace. There's less grace there, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you turn down the lights and you have no supervision, you didn't ask anyone's permission, no one knows where you are, you're accountable only to yourself, you're decreasing in grace. There's no grace for you there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when you have friends involved, family, pastors, dads, you're discovering whether you're not compatible, everyone's agreed, you're like, this is what we're doing, we're talking. All right? We're talking to see if we're compatible. There's a lot of grace in that. And it may not work out, but it might work out with somebody else. But nobody's heart has been broken.
Right.
Nobody has been, nobody has lost their virginity.
Right.
You know, no one's lost their honor or their reputation.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So obviously there's God's grace for people who've blown it, like you and I probably. But hey, we don't want our children to.
Heck no.
We want the culture of our church to be chaste, faithful.
Absolutely.
We want to help singles become married. By Amen. Following a godly process.
Amen.
All right. Do we
Amen.
Have any listeners who want to chime in before we begin to contrast? I, we probably don't have many people viewing in the middle of the day, but
no.
Nothing.
Cody Gross drops in and he says, thanks for defining the terms. He was reading some of your posts that you were talking about this before, and he's having issues. Couldn't figure out how things fit together, so he's grateful for that.
Yeah. Who's that now?
Cody Gross.
Oh, Cody, man. We miss you down here in Louisiana.
I know. It's been some time. Sad face.
Yeah, we miss you.
Yeah. Have you got any more emails about broken websites?
Right.
Good times. Good times.
Any other discussions or comments before we plug along?
No, not really. Somebody, Kobe Bogeron, jumps in and he says, it's been a while since you guys did a live feed. He is correct. Mm-hmm. It has been some time since we've done a live feed.
There's just not a lot of interaction on Facebook.
Yeah, it's a different world here in the Facebook land. There's not a lot of things happening.
I get more people at my Wednesday night Bible study than on a Facebook Live.
That's interesting.
They will get in their car and drive across town with their entire families. Before apparently the algorithm lets them know,
will indicate to anyone that it exists. It is interesting,
but it is true that people can watch this later. Though it will be online.
It will exist on the internet. That's correct. It will float there unless we get zucked.
Ooh, so. Nah, I doubt it. I don't know. All right. Well, you ready to do the contrast?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Dating sets up an intimate situation.
Hmm.
But what does a time of discussion do? No occasion for the flesh.
Because you have supervision. Because you're not putting yourself in...
Well, you love the Lord and you want to follow His commandments.
Alone romantic situations, right.
Yeah,
right.
So what are we talking about, though? Like, is it okay when we're entering into this time of exploration and we're not really sure if we're compatible for marriage and we're not engaged? Is it okay to make out on the couch? Would that be fornication? Would that be fornication?
Probably not. that would seem to be a little too far.
I mean, you grew up in a youth group, right? Didn't you have a youth group season of your life?
I did.
Is that what's the law of the youth group as far as it pertains to not having sex before marriage?
Lock-ins. Oh, wait.
But there's a in youth group world,
right?
In typical church world, as long as you don't have intercourse,
that's fine.
Then you're fine.
Yeah, you can date whoever you want to. Make out with them at the church functions.
Yeah, roll around on
the
couch with them.
I've been to church functions where it was certain people's jobs to patrol the outer perimeter to make sure no one had run off to make out or other things. That was their job as a youth group.
Could you imagine, like, and I remember in this youth group world, that's sort of the law of that the youth go by, and their parents are okay with it, apparently. But could you imagine applying that to married people?
You have somebody's job. Sole job is to make sure nobody else is having an affair.
Like, where did my wife go? Well, we didn't have sex. You didn't? It's called foreplay.
Yeah.
Obviously, you do not do that if you're not married. This is not complicated.
Right. Right. It makes a lot of sense.
I mean, Christians are engaged in suppressing the truth and unrighteousness.
Mm.
This is ridiculous.
Mm.
No, it provides no occasion for the flesh.
Mm.
Right? You. All right, well, let's move on.
Okay.
Dating starts in junior high.
Yes, it does. Or younger.
Or younger.
Or younger.
I suppose as soon as you can ride a bicycle. Right?
You can go on a date.
I taught junior high for years, and they always say, you know, so-and-so and I are going out. And I'm like, where do y'all go?
Does your mom bring
it? It doesn't mean that. I was like, does she sit on the monkey bar, like on the handlebars? Like, how do y'all go on dates? But, yeah, it starts early. They're already developing this. They're pairing off in elementary and junior high.
Yeah.
You are developing some sort of relational, emotional intimacy. You know, the fathers are totally absent.
Hmm.
The teachers and the parents and the pastors all sort of, you know, turn a blind eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, Proverbs 24:27 says, prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field, and after that, build your house.
Hmm.
Song of Songs 8:4 and various other places, do not awake in love before the right time.
There is a right time.
Yeah.
We should also say that.
If you're not eligible for marriage, then you don't enter into a period of time which leads to marriage.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, dating starts in junior high or earlier. Discussion, this time period we're talking about, starts when you're eligible.
Who decides when you're eligible?
God. and not only God, through His law in the Bible, but also the father of the bride, the father of the potential bride.
Mm.
You enter into this period of time under accountability.
Mm.
Marriage is a family thing.
Right.
The father gives her away. With dating, there's no supervision or accountability. Well, it's done by the initiative of the couples only.
If you're a traditionalist, though, when the time is right, if you feel like it, you can ask the dad then.
No. You ask the dad before any emotions or feelings or hearts have been given away. You don't come along and say, sir, would it be okay if I date your daughter? And be like, you've been
doing
fooling around with her. And
I'm talking about the marriage question.
6 months.
Remember the marriage? People are like, well, I would like to get married to your daughter. Well, y'all have been living together for a year and a half. Why?
Yeah, no. In the Christian life, the father really is a father. He's not just an old-fashioned figurehead from the past.
Amen.
You know, he's not like the Queen of England, like just cuts ribbon and says, I do. At the no, he's really
it's not
a dad.
Just ceremonial.
No,
it's exactly right.
He's really a dad. Dad is to be addressed at the very beginning. Mm. You see, because you're in a time of discussion, your intentions are clear.
Mm-hmm.
I am ready for marriage. I'd like to be married. I think perhaps you would be compatible. The girl's like, well, I think it could be. Let me talk to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a Christian, and he has testosterone, and he's wise, and I'm under his authority because I'm in his household. So let me talk to my dad. And then the dad sets the terms for this period of time. The dad can say, well, we're going to talk about this and see. You're going to come over to the house more often. You're going to get to know the rest of the family, have dinner with us.
Yeah.
You and I are going to go fishing and hanging out.
Yeah.
And you and my daughter, y'all can hang out at school, you know, go to lunch together, do these different things. Let's figure it out. We got a lot to talk about, right?
Right.
Now, what sort of things would you want your daughter to talk about or your son to talk about?
All of those things. That sounds important to me. I remember having the conversation with Rachel's dad whenever we started. Rachel's my wife. We're married. And that was terrifying for me because I was coming in, again, no clue what the heck was going on. And yeah, just thrown into this kind of deep end moment where it's like, well, let's talk about this.
He was like, recording, right? This is recording?
This is recording? Okay. You just tell me what to do. And then I will do that thing. And Rachel's dad is from Venezuela. And that, you know, puts me even more.
Extra,
it was like, oh,
thing.
Man, I don't know. Can we talk? Mm-hmm. How does this work? You know, it was an interesting conversation. It went well, though. It went well. We are married now, so I think it went well.
Imagine, though, in dating, like your first date, you start talking about marriage.
Uh-huh. Like, your first date?
Yeah.
No, you don't do that.
Hey, you want to go on a date, you know, I think perhaps you'd be someone good to marry.
You're rushing this.
Kill the buzz.
Pump the brakes, sir. We're not talking about marriage here.
We're just talking about fun, excitement.
We're just hanging out.
Romance.
We're just hanging out.
Yeah, I like to get my ego. You see, because dating, the purpose is a little event where fun and romance takes place.
Right. It's more about the experience.
Yeah, and talking about marriage kills the buzz.
That's right.
But we're Christians. We have a mission to accomplish.
I like it.
If someone's not ready for a serious talk, then you don't get to be alone with one of our Christian children.
Mm.
Like,
amen.
So
say it again.
But we want to know some things about your character.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know some things about our kids' character.
Absolutely.
As well, you know?
Want to have all those conversations.
Obviously, I'm speaking as a father who has a daughter, you know, who's ready to be married. And so she's not in one of these periods of discussion and time. But I've put a lot of thought into this, and I want to know if the young man's got solid character.
That's right. You got a lot of questions to ask.
Hey, what if I already know the guy? And I already know he's got solid character. Well, we don't need that long period of time of discussion. Mm-hmm. We've already answered this question. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You could, like, this is a general rule. You don't have to do this. You don't have to have this season of time. There's plenty of episodes in the Bible where people go straight to betrothal.
Yeah.
They don't have this period of time.
And a range of marriages, you know, that's
that,
a thing.
That happens in the Bible, right? there's in the Bible, if there's even times where a rape has occurred and they don't have this period of discussion, they get married, right? Mm. The father okays it, and the man makes it right.
And they roll.
Right. I mean, so we can't say that this is – we're not making a law that goes for everyone. All right. But we are saying generally you need to have this period of
time.
Here's
some general principles. It's a good thing.
You would want to know if they're a good leader, if it's especially if it's going to be a future husband.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know about their finances. Are they rolling in with $300K in debt?
Or $300K in the bank.
Yeah, you want to know, are they ready for marriage? You may not be ready for marriage.
That'd be a hilarious first conversation with me and some potential suitor for one of my daughters. Can I see your bank statements?
Yeah.
Also, I need to do a full credit report on you. Can we get somebody in the church who can run credit reports for us on potential suitors?
We have that.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We can run credit reports and background reports.
I like it. I like that. Excuse me, I just need your Social Security number. Why? Well, we're, you know, going to check you out.
What if he's like, sure, no problem. Here's my portfolio. Dang,
I'd be impressed by that.
Welcome
I'd be like,
to the family.
All right.
Well, so because, you know, the husband's going to have to provide. You want to know that he can actually do it. He can steward his finances.
That's right.
Well, he's ready for marriage.
I remember having a friend. So, again, I was in college, barely a Christian, got saved like a year before. And I had a friend of mine who was in talks with another friend of mine's dad to marry them. And he had to actually have a written budget proposed for their family before he would consider it. I was impressed.
It's the father's prerogative.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully the father, and maybe we'll do a different show on this, maybe hopefully the father's not a jerk. It's not virtuous to be a jerk. Right?
Right.
You know, the father needs to be gracious. He needs to understand this is a young man. Mm-hmm. You know, he hasn't had 20 years of the sanctification of marriage.
Right.
He needs to relax, okay?
Right.
But this could
can't be have a, it all figured out.
No, and I mean, this could be your future son, so to speak. This
That's
could
right.
Be a, this could be a great and wonderful time.
Right.
You know, and even if he's not compatible to marry your daughter, you're going to get to know him through this process.
Mm.
Be a brother in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a young man that you can help in the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. You also want to know if their worldview.
Does it even line up?
I want to know, you know, their theology. I want to know their worldview.
That's right.
I got to be honest with you. If they're not a Calvinist, then Forget it.
We're
don't come knocking. I know people hate it when I say that, but people just don't realize how far that worldview travels.
Correct.
They don't realize how much impact that has on all of life.
Mm, that's very true.
I want to know their worldview. I mean, I have some theological necessities, some boxes to check off. Right? I want to know their customs, their family customs. I want to know the culture they come up in. Right? I want to know if it's compatible with my family and with my daughter. You know?
There's a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
And you being like, hey, this isn't going to work. How many times has that happened yet? There's been somebody that enters in the process and you're like, hey, this isn't going to work.
Yes, that's happened a few times. And also people have gone who don't know this process, guys like you, who have gone to my daughter and they don't know the process at all.
Right.
And she just kind of like, she screens 90% of it.
I mean, oh, I see.
They
walk up and she's like, this is not
she
for you.
Tells them, you know, she doesn't do it. She's nice. She doesn't like to have to confront or anything like that.
Yeah.
Not in this situation.
Yeah.
But there's been a few where she's called and said, Dad, if they call, you know, I'd like to, you know, continue exploring. There's been others where if they call, Dad, you know, I think this is going to be a no.
Okay.
So,
and then she's just letting you do the dirty work.
That's when it goes well, you know. And so that happens.
Awesome.
But I want to know their customs, their culture. I want to know if they had a pastor. I want to know their mom and dad. I want to know a little bit about their family.
Well, they're part of the universal church, not necessarily.
No. They need to be. That's another qualification. If they're not a member of a church, a faithful member of a church, then no. If you're not a faithful attending member of a church, then I don't know if you're even a Christian or not.
Right. That's right. You
know, Hebrews chapter 10. Read it.
Mm.
Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Then read the next three verses. 4. And then read all there about judgment and falling away and backsliding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the marks of a Christian is that they assemble with the saints on the Lord's Day.
Amen.
Right? And they have a pastor. I want to know if this young man knows how to live in accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want to know his political views.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want to know I want to know all of that sort of stuff. I want to know his sexual health.
Mm.
Is he even sexually eligible for marriage?
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can he have sex?
Mm.
These days, is he a man? Right?
Right.
Right?
That's
or
a question.
Is she a woman? Right? I want to know if there's any, like, grotesque past sins that we just simply, you know, maybe he's ineligible for marriage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know his criminal record.
You want to know everything.
These are the things
all
you want to know
before
you say I do and enter into a marriage covenant.
That's right.
Amen.
That's very true. You don't want to be surprised by any of this stuff later. In marriage counseling, that's one of the questions that I always ask the couple. Do you guys know everything about each other? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, let's get specific.
How many children do you want to have?
That's right. Let's go in a little bit farther. Has there been partners before? How many? Do you know that?
Yeah.
Like, we ask all these kinds of questions.
Do you have an STD?
Do they know that?
Right.
Have you ever been tested?
Absolutely. Does everything work?
Right.
Listen.
Right.
We as pastors know you better ask these questions.
Exactly.
You better ask them before
you say I do.
Into a marriage.
That's
exactly.
Because once you're in, you're in.
Exactly.
You're in.
Amen. In dating, there's all sorts of physical affection, the arousal of sexual desire. Right. It's expected. Mm-hmm. It's allowed. But not in the discussion period.
Mm-hmm.
You're considering compatibility long before there's any physical intimacy that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
Right. Modern dating methods basically guarantee sexual promiscuity if it goes on long enough.
Yeah.
And modern Christians are gullible and naive, and they suppress the truth and unrighteousness and make much provision for the flesh.
I remember watching some shows with my wife where one of the characters, the father character, says to his son, who's like 12 years old, it's the sex talk episode. You know how all the television shows have that episode. Says to his son, who's 12 years old, he's like, I want you to have lots of sex with lots of people.
Hmm.
This is the word that's being given to our families by the culture.
Just,
it's wild
stuff,
man.
Just stay safe. Just stay safe.
Yeah.
You know? Just don't commit the unpardonable sin, which is to give to conceive a child.
Right.
That's pretty much the world's advice. No. We're away from all that sort of stuff. That has nothing to do with the Christian life.
Mm.
A couple of more contrasts. In dating, there's going to be hard breakups, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Can be.
Yeah.
And usually when it's a loss of a romantic feeling, in this period of discussion and exploration, you just go your separate ways when you can tell, you know, they're just, it's just not compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have emotional scars or insecurity. None of those particular things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In dating, your conscience gets defiled. It gets seared through foreplay.
Right.
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 As you constantly go against your conscience and engage in things against God's law.
Right.
It gets worse and worse.
Right.
But there is no searing of the conscience, no hardening of the heart. When you enter into this period of discussion with accountability under the family, under the church, following God's commandments, right? Dating leads to baggage. This time period, no baggage. This might happen for multiple people. You might enter into this time of exploration and discussion with several people.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be friends after it's all said and done. You say, this
just didn't work out.
We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We don't have to be in a marriage covenant together.
Right. But if you enter into like some heartfelt emotional connection with somebody and then you say, hey, it's not working. Maybe they're like, I think it's working great. Why is it? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You've seared a relationship.
You do not want to give your heart away before the time.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Amen. Amen. So that's a bit of discussion and contrasts. And I hope this helps everyone. There's a lot more to say.
Yeah.
But and I've written these things on Facebook. But I wanted to put a live video out and make a podcast so people can really chew on it. Really think about it.
I think it's helpful.
Yeah.
I think it's helpful. So if you guys have any other questions about dating, maybe we'll do some future episodes, talk through it a little bit more in more detail, certain subjects like exactly how to do certain roles, father, husband,
Or what's next, you know, betrothal, engagement, you know, how to go about that.
That's right.
All of that.
Mm-hmm. And we could parse through those things with you guys. You can find more resources from us. We are christchurch.com/media, or you can go find us on sermonaudio.com or any place that you find podcasts. You can look up all kinds of resources. There's literally thousands and thousands of sermons, talks, classes, and podcast episodes for you to get connected to better resource your self for the Christian life. We will see you guys next time, and y'all stay safe.